More than 8 years have passed since the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Now, new reports suggest that there seems to be no end in sight to the American occupation of that country.
The U.S. occupation of Iraq is supposed to come to an end by the end of this year. Based on an agreement signed between Washington and Baghdad in 2008, the U.S. is slated to pull all its troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011. But now U.S. officials are telling a different story. Reports say they have offered Iraqi officials to keep more than 10,000 U.S. soldiers on Iraqi soil on a so-called training mission. Washington also claims the troops' presence will prevent a possible surge of unrest after 2011. Senior U.S. officials say any extension of the U.S. military presence in Iraq is dependent on a formal request from Baghdad.
And we, of course, have a very arrogant attitude, a very racist attitude coming from the U.S., that Iraqis need our help to train them. It seems to me Americans keep getting killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, so you probably should improve your own training. This is simply to establish a force so you have an Iraqi face on the occupation, but the master behind the puppets is still the U.S.
But Iraqis want the U.S. to leave their country. Up to 100 Iraqi lawmakers have already signed a petition calling on the government to demand the departure of U.S. troops from the country as scheduled. Many Iraqis believe the Americans are the cause of instability in their country.
We don't do anything, we rarely do anything diplomatically, so we're going to have to be forced out. And the resistance continues today, and usually what happens is the people who have grown up under occupation becomes the next generation to really fight back. Iraq is devastated, but the resistance continues.
The U.S. invaded Iraq in 2003 with the stated aim of toppling former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein and his Ba'ath Party. The U.S. now has nearly 50,000 troops in the war-ravaged country, and the establishment of a huge embassy compound in Baghdad has given rise to speculations that Washington is planning a long-term stay in Iraq, what many analysts warn could set the ground for a repeat of the bitter violence that rocked Iraq in the early years of the occupation.